Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Mike the intern, Ned Reynolds, back in the studio this morning. So if you think back, and if there was one thing I could change about this season, and I don't have the power to change this, everything on the offense is going good, with exception of one big thing, and that's the running back. Had Kareem Hunt not pushed a woman down and kicked her while she was on the ground, we'd have him on the team still, and man, wouldn't that have been something. Since then, we've had injuries with running backs, a shuffling of the doors. Darwin Thompson, the termite, did some things on Sunday, but they were working out a guy yesterday, and it looks like we've got another running back.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that they do have some running back problems with Damian Williams and Darrell Williams. Darrell Williams, in fact, is out. He pulled a hamstring. The others are good role players, including Shady McCoy, but the Chiefs still feel like they have some deficiencies at that running back position. They want some depth. And I found this to be very interesting. Now, to my knowledge, they did not sign this guy, at least they haven't yet, but did give him a physical and worked him out. His name is Spencer Ware. Now, very interesting, because Spencer Ware, as most of you know, is a former Chief. The Chiefs cut him, and he's kind of been wandering around in purgatory, so to speak, in football purgatory, that is. And the Chiefs seem to think that they could use him as a depth circumstance, which is fine, because every team does need that depth factor, especially at running back. Now, would that mean that he's in right away? No, because he'd have to work his way in. But Spencer Ware does know the scheme. He's played for Andy Reid, would know how to handle things, and still is capable of at least a couple of carries a game. So, yeah, it could be that they sign him and he'll be, I'm not saying he will, but it could be that he will wear the red and white before the season's over.
Last night, they did sign Spencer Ware. Yeah, and the thought is that they're going to be waiving Dieter, the wide receiver, for that position.
So, Dieter hasn't played very much this year.
No, I mean, and again, with the injuries to the running back and going into the month of December, having that depth right there is what you said, and I agree with that 100%. It's not about trying to find a star. It's just getting depth on that position because we need some people.
So the Chiefs waited until I was at the basketball game to
sign
them.
They did all the stuff while you were working. So, and I was sleeping. We kind of talked about the rumors swirling around who might get that coaching job at Mizzou yesterday. We obviously don't know for sure, but now a new name has emerged.
I found it to be a very interesting name, too. The guy's name is Will Healy. Will Healy is 34 years old. He began his coaching career in college at Austin Peay down in Clarksville, Tennessee, which is a perennial loser in the Ohio Valley Conference, and he built them at a young age. Healy's only 34 years old. Built them into a consistent football team over a few years that he was there. He's now coaching at North Carolina Charlotte. North Carolina Charlotte is an FBS program. It's a relatively new football program. Back in 2011, 2012, somewhere around there is where they started. But he took them over, and he has them in a bowl game this year. Now, it's one of the minor bowl games, of course. But the 49ers of North Carolina Charlotte will be in a bowl game. Well, Mizzou says, hey, this kid's 34 years old. He has a winning pedigree about him. Let's maybe consider him. Now, that is a rumor. That's not a fact. We don't know.
No, we don't know until they say who's going to be the guy.
But it is a name to keep in the headlights.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they go that route, too. I mean, they can go with tried and true or new and exciting. Now, what are the latest college football rankings and you think they're going to change one more time?
I can promise you they will. I say promise you, that's really unfair to say, but I suspect they will. Ohio State is 1, LSU 2, Clemson's 3, and Georgia is 4. So if the season were to end now and this was the final poll, it would be Ohio State versus Georgia and LSU versus Clemson in the semifinals. However, it doesn't end. There's one more poll coming up on Sunday following the conference championships. Ohio State has to play in one. They play Wisconsin in the Big Ten Conference. I don't think Ohio State loses, but should they? Would they drop out? Probably not, but they would change their position. LSU has the Southeastern Conference Championship to play. They play Georgia, number 4. One of those teams is going to lose. I suspect it'll be Georgia. All right, that would knock Georgia out of number 4. So who's number 5? How about the University of Utah? Out of the Pac-12. However, Utah has a conference championship to play against Oregon, and Oregon is very good. So who's number six? How about the Sooners?
Yeah.
The team that Missouri State opens with next year.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, my. So there, when the final poll is announced on Sunday night, anything can change and probably will.
It definitely will. In our promo meeting yesterday, we were talking about the rankings and stuff, and Joe just seems to think that they're going to somehow try and find a way to get Alabama
there
in there.
No
and
way.
I was like, there is no way. If they do that, there will be riots on the streets, sir.
Alabama can't be in there. They have two losses, and that just pretty much skews their chance.
Lots of basketball action last night. I know you wish you could have been in two places at once. Great games. Both Missouri State and Drury played, and...
and get victories.
That's
victories
awesome.
Victories for the Springfield teams. The Bears pulled one out against Murray State. Murray State is from the Ohio Valley Conference, and they're picked second in the Ohio Valley Conference. They're a pretty good team, not as good as last year. They don't have their go-to guy, Ja Morant, now in the NBA. They're still pretty good. They're not as great a scoring team. They're not going to be. Lose the nation's leading scorer,
yeah.
They're not going to be as good. Anyway, it's a close game all the way. Bears trail by one with 30 seconds to go. Keandre Cook hits a pressure, and he was defensed. A pressure three-pointer as the shot clock ran out. Bears up 68-66. Murray State couldn't answer down court. Bears put it away with foul shots, win 71-69. The score's a little misleading, but it's about how close this game was. It was a dandy. Over at Drury, the Drury Lady Panthers, and I hope I'm not jinxing them, but they may go the season without any losses. They're very, very good. 93-56 over Southwest Baptist. The bench is so good. They bring in reserves who are just as good as the regulars. 93-56 runaway. The men's game, a whole lot different. Nip and tuck all the way. Drury wins 76-70 over Southwest Baptist. What's interesting, this is an annual rivalry, but now they are conference members, so they'll play again in January up in Bolivar. So it will be a lot of fun, and it's a good race. But three wins for the Springfield team last night.
That's awesome to hear. Now, you know, I hate the beauty contest, but we got to talk about it, where the Chiefs at, how they looking right now.
They are. These are the power rankings that we're talking about in the National Football League, and you're right. They mean nothing at all. It's all media, it's for conversation. They are as low as 10 of the 32 teams and as high as 3.
Ooh.
But most of the pollsters put them around 6
points. That's what I was going to say, about 6.
There are 4 who have them in 6, and I would say that's about where they belong at the moment. Now, should they whip the New England Patriots on Sunday? Altogether different story, but that's a long way off yet. We'll see what happens.
You got to see what happens, and we're all just waiting around for Sunday. Now, it was a dandy as far as basketball games here locally, but last night, nationwide, we had some good ones, in particular, at least the one I was paying attention to, that Duke-Michigan State game. That was a dandy.
And the Duke Blue Devils rebounding from a loss to Stephen F. Austin last week. And I say that, I don't mean to be facetious. Stephen F. Austin's a good team, but they shouldn't be going to Duke and winning. They did, but Duke came back with a big win over Michigan State last night. The one that really astounded me was not a national power game. It was up in Columbia. Missouri had a game on their schedule with College of Charleston. That's a game you put on your schedule to win. They didn't. College of Charleston, Division I, yes, but a lower level Division I, beat Missouri at Missouri 68-60. But the other teams, Louisville, which is number one in America, knocked off Michigan last night, and Arkansas got a victory. So there were some very good and significant wins.
This is an exciting Tuesday night for sure. Let's go take a nap. Thanks for coming in.
I'm with you.